pork farmers pick a new slogan. Stay tuned for UnNews. For March 2011, Des Moines, Iowa, the other white meat has picked the other slogan. 25 years into the motto, comparing pork to chicken so that consumers would think it is somehow healthy, America's pork producers are going to start using Be Inspired to make consumers think it is somehow, what, thought-provoking? Sissy Snyder, Vice President of Marketing for the National Pork Board, admits, quote, there is no record anywhere of a diner getting inspired in a way that can be attributed to pork. Nevertheless, we think the new slogan will goose sales. We needed a more emotional connection to our product, unquote. To put this into context again, the product is a piece of meat. An estimated 82 million Americans eat pork. This figure includes almost no African Americans, as the old slogan induced them to drop the main course like a hot potato. For example, veteran black minor leaguer Clyde Porkchop Pugh was unaware of the slogan for his namesake food until about 2005, at which time he abruptly changed his nickname to the inscrutable Chop. He now prefers blackened bluefish and would not confirm that the new slogan might inspire him to take up pig flesh again. Gail Carter of the advertising firm Schaefer Condon Carter, which developed the new campaign, said, quote, we know the target audience and how to talk to them in relevant terms, unquote. This would be African American diners desirous of an intellectual epiphany from that next mouthful of meat. The theme is explored on the new website, porkbeinspired.com. Ms. Carter, be white. Through the National Pork Checkoff Program, pork farmers pay the pork board 0.4% of the value of the hogs they sell. But it's a checkoff, not a tax. The money goes to Washington, the capital, to promote pork, while Michelle Obama argues that it should be banned from school cafeterias and that we should all stick to broccoli as she wipes rib grease off her mouth. This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously. And tune in this weekend for the UnNews magazine, Last Week in the Mirror. Check your local listings for details.